In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The name John means God is gracious. Literally, Yahweh, the name of God, is gracious. Devi and Matt, you have given this beautiful child, this beautiful son of yours, a name that will forever declare the goodness of God. Every time you say his name, you are saying God is gracious. For starters, God's graciousness is revealed in little John Nikolai himself. God is gracious through him. John's very life shows God's grace. His willingness to love and be loved shows God's grace. The fact that his very presence in this world increases love a thousandfold shows God's grace. John's perfection, John's life force, these show God's grace. And the impact that John makes on your family, on this community, on this church, shows God's grace. You know, there's nothing like a baby, like a new life entering a family or entering a community that manifests the goodness of God. There's nothing like it. And yes, we all joke about the chaos, the sleep deprivation, the days and nights that a baby brings. But the impact, the depth of that child's presence is astounding. Until that child is with us, we didn't know we had the capacity for that much more love. We sometimes think the last child took it all, and yet another one increases it. We didn't know we had the capacity for that much more joy. And I know not everyone is a baby holder, but those that are, they want to hold John just because holding him brings such inner peace. You know, we've been covering the fruits of the Spirit a little bit this summer. And John increases all of them. Love, joy, peace. Yes, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. The Spirit of God comes to us through him and through his new life with us. And indeed, just in this one child, in this little John Nikolai, God is gracious to us by giving him to us. But God is not only gracious through him, God is also gracious to him. Today in the church happens to be the feast day of Saint Moses, the great prophet of the Old Testament. And for all that Moses accomplished in his life, being put in the basket, as we remember that little story, as a baby and being found by Pharaoh's daughter, seeing God in the burning bush, receiving the Ten Commandments on the mountain, leading the people through the wilderness, striking the rock and getting the water. What the Israelites most remember Moses for was leading people out of captivity, leading them through the waters of the Red Sea so that they could eventually reach the promised land. God chose Moses to lead his people from captivity through the waters of the sea and eventually to that place of promise. The Exodus from Egypt is perhaps the defining moment in Israel's history. And this great act not only freed Israel from bondage to Pharaoh, it also foreshadows a much greater grace of God. You see, we're all born in bondage, and that bondage is mortality. We come into this broken world mortal. It doesn't matter how perfect John is. It doesn't matter how beautiful he is. As we know, he was born with a death sentence over him just because he was born. But that's not what God wants for us. That's not what God wants for him. That's not what God wants for any of us. God wants us to live forever with him in paradise. That death sentence born of our brokenness, born of our sin, has to be abolished. So God sent his son Jesus Christ into the world to take away the sin of the world and to destroy death. And by his cross and his burial and his resurrection, Jesus destroys death's grip and makes a pathway, a passage to eternal life. God is indeed gracious because God also gave little John a way to participate in that passage to eternal life. We heard in the epistle to Romans, do you not know that as all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him by baptism into death so that just as Christ was raised, we also will walk in the newness of life. All who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death and resurrection. Baptism is participation in that life-giving death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that death is not the end, so that the mortality is not the final word, but instead is a gateway to paradise, a gateway to eternal life. After Moses led Israel out of captivity through the Red Sea, they still had 40 years to wander before they came to the Promised Land. Likewise, baptism is but the beginning of this pathway. John's got a long life ahead of him. He's going to have joys, he's going to have struggles, he's going to have challenges and victories, just like the Israelites did. But today, John begins that pathway. Today, John is united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that today he has the strength and the liberty in grace to begin that path with the strength of God and the angels of heaven. The name John means God is gracious. Every time we say his name, we're making that declaration that the grace of God has come among us. And God is gracious in John's gift of life to us, and God is gracious in his gift of life to John. Amen.
Amen.